A little cooler again, drier weather for the weekend. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the Sunset Herb Fest with native plants, flowers, fresh herbs, garden art, and herbal products, crafts, silent auction. Lafayette Parish Master Gardeners will answer questions on gardening, fertilizer, fun for the kids, a train ride at the Sunset Herb Fest. Sponsored by the Sunset Garden Club, Sunset, Louisiana. Admission only $5. Saturday, May 6th, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Rain date Sunday, May 7th. More info at sunsetherbfestival.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6070.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and, of course, on the Mixlr app. If you haven't downloaded that, make sure you do. You can find it for both Android and Apple, and it's free, and there's no ads, so make sure you download that. Rude, how's it going on this Tuesday evening?
Not too shabby, buddy. I'm just, reading a little bit about the NBA here, and I just can't believe nobody really thinks anything about old Draymond Green getting thrown out and him just, taunting the crowd and all that hoopla. And it's I was just like, wow, this is what the deal is today, man. People like that. I mean,
It was pretty crazy. And actually, I got a sound bite from him from his post game that we'll listen to a little bit later in the show. But I don't know. That's a whole lot to unpack with that. And I think he's a mess, man. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I don't understand. I don't think he's that good of a player to begin with, but what do I know?
Yeah, and there's no room for that. It doesn't need to be in the NBA. It doesn't need to be in college. I mean, that kind of behavior, and each time they give an inch for something like that, you know, people are taking a foot. And I don't know. I just don't think it's a good thing to let ride for, you know, the younger players. And because they see this, and, you know, it's the playoffs, man. I mean, it's just a bad showing, I think, man.
No, I'm with you. I completely agree with you. And, well, actually, let's hear what he had to say now. Let's see.
My leg got grabbed. Second time in 2 nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. And I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just
kind of... I can only step so far. I'm pulling my leg away. So it is what it is.
What was the explanation they gave? I know they gave him a technical, then obviously you...
The explanation was I stumped too hard.
Guys have been down 3-1 a couple of times. You've been through just about everything, but you haven't been 0-2 in the series going home.
That's exciting, right?
I was going to ask you what you thought about
it. A new challenge. You know, after the game, I was actually thinking about that. Like, man, I think this is one we haven't seen yet. And we've conquered all the rest of them. So why not go conquer this one? Be a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, there you go. What do you think about that, Rude?
I think he's not conquering anything. Like I said, he's not that talented to be, you know, he's, I don't know, man. I just don't understand it. You know, maybe they can, you know, but he's not that type of caliber of a player to be. No. Oh, I was thinking about that. You know, it's like, shut up.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he's always been a Kmart version of Rodman. You know, he's trying to incite people. He's trying to get under your skin, but that's just too much. You know, and I don't know, and I'm not gonna question the validity of it, but Sabonis he's gonna have X-rays on his liver and his chest over it. I don't know. And that it could be a ploy also to get Green suspended, which I don't think they're going to have to do anything. I'm pretty sure he'll get suspended over the deal anyways. But yeah, it's just, to me, there's just no place for it. It's stupid. And he's just a circus. Every time he's out there, he's a circus. You know, he's got to get into it with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, when they played, when the Pels played him, he started a bunch of trouble. The only time that it's well, and if I want it to happen, is when they play the Grizzlies, and then him and Dylan Brooks can go back and forth and they can both get thrown, as far as I'm concerned. But
yeah, I would pay to see that, because I mean, it's just the level of professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's even at a level one with him, man.
No, not at all. I mean, just think, before the season, he punched his own player in the face over nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, who's, you know, not a rookie, but also I wouldn't call Jordan Poole a seasoned veteran either. I think this might be a second or third season, but, you know, over what, you know, and this stuff about, well, I'm not flexible enough to step over him. When you watch that video, and for all you listening, I'm sure you can find it just about anywhere. There was plenty of opportunity for him to step over Sabonis. If he's not that flexible, then he probably shouldn't be playing basketball.
Right.
Basketball players are some of the most flexible athletes there are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just being silly right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, I don't know. I hope he does get suspended, because, I'm not saying that the Kings are going to sweep the Warriors. I don't believe that going back to play in San Francisco. No, I don't think so. But I think they've got them on the ropes. And if they win one of these games in San Francisco, I don't look for the Warriors to conquer this deal.
Yeah, I don't. I don't either. It'll be interesting to see how everything unfolds, but you know who I'm pulling for.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like at this point, I wouldn't mind seeing a Kings Boston NBA Finals. I think that'd be great. But I can guarantee you, when this picks back up, I think Thursday is when they play again, if I'm not mistaken. You can guarantee that there's going to be a lot of whistles being blown in that game.
Yeah. Yep. I guarantee they're going to have to be on watch for something goofy to happen. Mm-hmm. And you can't blame them because, like I said, you let it get away and you're giving the game away.
Yep. And I have a feeling also that the Kings are going to have a lot to overcome as far as officiating as well in game three. So we'll see. But let's take a break and we'll come back. We got a lot to talk about. We got baseball. We got football to talk about. Even got some news about your Steelers to talk about. And we got more NBA playoffs as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com. Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Tune in at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for Herds Louisiana Live. Coming in hot, state government shenanigans, business, and more. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Tune in on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on WGSO, the community voice of the Crescent City.
GSO 990 AM. I don't know if you heard this yet or not. You probably did because you've always got your ear to the ground, but looks like the Steelers are getting themselves a new wide receiver.
Yeah, and I'm excited about it, man. They're building it up, dude. I'm excited, to say the least. Hopefully Pickens can be their number one guy, obviously, and take off from there, man. What do you think?
Well, I think picking up Allen Robinson, and that's what we were talking about. The trade's being finalized right now. They've got to do a physical. The Steelers need to do a physical on him first. However, I think that there's a lot of upside to it. I think he's a good. I think he's a good possession receiver, and I think he could be good for somebody like Pickens and somebody for like Johnson to learn from. It's been kind of a, his career, he hasn't ever really played with, he played with Stafford last year, but Stafford was hurt most of that year. So I won't even include that, but he played in Jacksonville, he played in Chicago. He's not really had a fantastic quarterback, but he's always been solid and maybe in the right culture. Not to say, I think the jury's still out on Kenny Pickett's, but there's a lot of upside to the whole situation. And, I don't know if they're going to pick up any of, if the Rams are going to take on any of the money, but I would assume they probably will. So, I think it's definitely a win for the Steelers.
Yeah, he's 29. Mm-hmm. He's not in his 30s yet, and he's still got, like I said, he's a possession receiver. That's gonna fit them good. That's gonna maybe help bail Pickett out, along with Pickens and Pat Freiermuth at tight end, and I seen that Najee Harris. They're talking about him being the best tailback in the NFL next year. Wow. As far as everybody in the big pot right now. Mm-hmm. But he's definitely, as talking about Harris, he's definitely up there. There's a lot of good backs out there, but it'll be interesting to see how everything goes. And it's all going to come down too to, the offensive coordinator, Canada. I mean,
yeah,
it's scary to think that, but I think a lot of the stuff's going to revolve around him. And they say that it's going to open it up more, the playbook that is for Pickett and whatnot. And we'll see how it goes.
Well, I think that there's, especially whenever you're getting a player like Robinson and then, having a good tight end and having a dual threat running back, It's a big safety blanket for a young quarterback. And, you know, the more sure-handed people that you can put around him, and somebody like Robinson, who's not going to go, he's not going to be running streaks down the field. You know, he's going to be running routes, probably slants, probably little out routes, things like that. Those are all things that are really important. So it gives a young quarterback like Pickett an opportunity to check down and not get his head taken off, you know, yep. trying to make big plays all the time. So I think it's a good deal overall, for sure. Also, something I think is a fantastic deal is that Bills are announcing that safety Damar Hamlin, who, if all of you remember, went through a cardiac episode on Monday Night Football, has been cleared, and he will be returning to the team and is able to play again.
Yeah, that's huge, man. Good for him, you know, to be able to get back. And I'm sure the guys went through numerous tests and everything. So hopefully nothing freak like that happens to him again, man. And he can come back and have a good career and help the Bills, you know, get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think so, man. I think that it's a great story, and hopefully everything goes well for him. And, you know, I think it was one of those things that was a complete freak accident, but, at least it did open some eyes. And I know now, I know the Saints for sure, and the Pelicans have, they've bought automated external defibrillators and send them to, you know, where these basically like where the little leagues play and things like that. So those are on hand now. So this, you know, hopefully nothing like this would ever happen to a kid, and hopefully never happens to any adults either, but it's definitely raised some awareness, you know? And it's a good thing.
Yeah. It's scary, man, when something like that goes down, and to have, you know, the life-saving equipment and the people that are, you know, certified to use it, that's huge.
For sure. So I'm happy to hear that he'll be back. And he before all that went down, he was playing good football also. So obviously the young man has a lot of heart. And oh, by the way, also not to discredit it or anything like that, but it also made me think of those people that thought that he had actually passed away, and that conspiracy that he was that they're using a body double or something for him. I mean, come on.
Yeah, at least it wasn't Jim Carrey playing this part, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, idiots.
Sure. I agree. All right, well, let's take a break and come back. We got more basketball to talk about. We got even some foreign basketball to talk about too. And we got a lot to get to, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the news.
If everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again, the only thing I'll ever ask of you, you gotta promise not to stop when I say when. She sang.
Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealin' Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasizing.
With the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report, I'm Brooke Thorington. Legislation to require social media companies to verify a user's age advances from a Senate committee. Covington Senator Patrick McMath's bill would restrict a minor's use unless there's parental consent. McMath says former social media employees have testified about the dangers of algorithms they once developed have on juveniles.
These platforms are harmful and are doing active harm to these developing minds. Selfishly, you know, four kids, my oldest is not yet nine. They're not on social media yet.
McMath says the increase in cyberbullying and teen suicides is related to the use of social media. Corey Marshall with the Chamber of Progress, a trade group that represents technology companies, spoke in opposition because the bill undercuts the privacy of every social media user in an effort to protect children.
The only way for a social media company to verify the age of any user is to effectively verify the age of every user online.
Senate Bill 162 advances to the Senate floor. LRN.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. One in three Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Building our dream home, we were going to put a Mueller roof on it.
We couldn't help but choose Mueller to put the barn up as well. All of the components are Mueller components, everything from the I-beam to the purlin to the sheets on the roof and the wall. I was able to put my leather shop in there. I primarily build working shafts for working cowboys. And so that barn has kind of given me a man cave to go do my work in. I love seeing it from the road as I'm pulling in the driveway.
Find out more at MuellerINC.com.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 a.m. a.m. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons, right? We usually nap around 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we run out of gas pretty talking all kind of pop culture, entertainment, celebrity interviews. Wake up New Orleans on Saturdays with Everything Old is New Again, 9 a.m. WGSO.
Something to Say radio show. Did you read about this, about the CBA, the China Basketball Association? Have you read anything about that lately?
No, the last thing I heard about China, which isn't even about sports, they were popping some people for running a fake police station in New York, but I don't even want to go there. But let's hear about this basketball.
Well, they have China's top basketball league, which is the CBA, the China Basketball Association, which is headed by Yao Ming, have disqualified two teams from the postseason amid allegations of match fixing. I can't imagine something like that happening in China. I can't imagine something like that happening here in the United States either.
Yeah, man, that would, if something like that ever came out, man, I think, you know, not only me and you, but we'd be part of a big class action lawsuit, buddy.
Oh yeah, we would, for sure. So this is the CBA, the CBA, actual CBA, the Continental Basketball Association, that's long gone, I think, in the United States, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't.
So we'll just refer to this as a CBA. So
yeah.
CBA determined the Shanghai Sharks and the Jiangsu Dragons engaged in unsportsmanlike conduct during a playoff series last week. Each team's going to be fined the equivalent of $5 million and have their general managers and head coaches suspended from the league for up to 5 years. The league said in a statement on yesterday that the Sharks and Dragons showed a lack of competitive effort and were negative in competition during their best of three playoff series that concluded Friday. So essentially what happened here, I'm trying to paraphrase this. I guess the attention was drawn to a last-minute come-from-behind win Friday night by Shanghai, which capitalized on a series of questionable turnovers by Jing Sao to reach the quarterfinals. The Dragons led the Sharks 196 with a minute and 36 remaining, but committed five straight turnovers over the next minute that helped Shanghai gain a 10-point lead. The game ended in a 108-104 win for Shanghai and a 2-1 victory in the series. The Sharks have multiple NBA players on the team, including Eric Bledsoe, who, if I'm not mistaken, was a Pelican a few years ago, and Michael Beasley, which I remember him playing. I think he played for the Mavericks, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that name rings a bell.
So part of it was that Bledsoe was serving a suspension for the series. And let's see here. It was about him, them throwing the game or something like that was about, so they would be able to use him in the next series. And because it was a 4-game suspension, if I'm not mistaken. So that was part of it. Of course, Michael Beasley, it must have been something to it, because he went on social media yesterday and said he had no involvement in the recent allegations of game fixing with the Sharks organization. But then also has left the team. So I don't know. And I don't see what the other, I don't know if that was the whole deal with him, but the other part was about Bledsoe and wanting to return for the quarterfinals. And I guess it doesn't matter because neither one of, or nobody's going to be playing in it from those two teams either way. But it's interesting, man, because, you know, it makes you wonder. And yeah. You know, something like that, five straight turnovers within the last minute and a half. And yeah.
That's, you know, I would actually like to see some video of that, you know, because there's got to be a lot of acting going on. I mean, not so much acting, but, you know, everybody has a role in that. You know, I mean, it's like, hey, you got to A, B, you got to do this, this, this. We're going to, then this is going to happen, you know. So I would like to see that live or recorded, obviously. I'd like to see how that unfolded is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I would too, because I bet it's really interesting. And I don't know, you know, it definitely could be used as a case study for some of the things that we see going on in our sports here. Because if you think that just because it's in China, that doesn't happen anywhere else, I think you're fooling yourself.
Yeah, you're a little naive there. Yeah, I hope not. But man, just sometimes it's, you'd have to, you could do a whole show on that theory, man. But it's just like, how come the house is always right? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how come the house always wins? And who sets these numbers? Well, how come they're so smart? You know what I mean? Doesn't
that's,
that
that's a great question that I often have, is who's setting these lines for teams and also for players? Because, you know, because you bet the same way I do, betting on players all the time. Rarely do I bet games, not at least not in NBA, unless I know for sure that they're going to win. And even that's about 80%. But you know, here's a very a good example. Like, the line was set last night for Embiid at what, 32?
Yeah.
He struggled to get 20.
Mm-hmm.
Now granted, he normally gets 32. He hasn't gotten 32 in the first two playoff games, and you can't tell me that the Nets are playing so much better in the postseason than what they were in the regular season.
Right. Yeah, and it's you know, maybe I just don't understand it, you know. Maybe that's the case, but I understand a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of makes you think that whoever's, you know, whoever's behind, you know, the setting the points, it's like, what, do they just go to the park or something and turn over a stone and there they are? I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, I mean, who, you know, it starts somewhere, man. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, yeah. And what game, maybe it was it the Sixers? Let me see here. I was looking at it this morning, and I forgot what game it was, but it might have been it was the Hawks and the In the Celtics game. The over-under was 214 for that, which I think is extremely low. Granted, you play better defense, I get that, in the postseason, but that's a very low-score game for an NBA game.
It is, yeah.
As a matter of fact, the Nets and the Sixers last night, with the Sixers winning by 12, which took them forever to turn the tide, but I think that was the first time, and I think since the 90s that a team that won didn't score 100 points, and that neither team scored 100 points in a game.
Yeah, but, and that's, you know, with all the threes getting thrown around now, I mean, if you're not hitting that century mark on points, it's you're not having too good of a game, man. Or there's some stud over there just keeping you in check all four quarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that was even Barkley had that to say last night, that the playoffs, excuse me, the playoffs have turned into a 3-point shooting contest, which is true. I was wrong. It wasn't the Knicks. It was the Knicks and Cavs tonight. The over under on it is 214, which I still think that's low for those two. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause I mean, they're not, they got some scorers on each side of the ball, man. So yeah. Unless they're just being told to take the night off, you know,
yeah, that's true. So you got the Hawks and Celtics tonight at 6 o'clock, Knicks Cavaliers at 6:30, and the Clippers and the Suns at 9, which Suns better pull together. I was shocked that they got beat by the Clippers over the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a good series there. And I'm waiting for, you know, KD to something slip out of his mouth or, you know.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that because it will happen.
Absolutely. Well, especially if they lose another game at home. You know, he's going to have some questions to answer. And it's not going to be. It's not going to be pretty because he doesn't like to be anybody to hold him accountable to anything. So, yeah. And all right, well, let's take a break. You'll come back and I got a list that I came across today and I thought it was pretty interesting. I'm going to share with you. So, don't go anywhere, gang. We'll be
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealing Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org. Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage, both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It. Last segment of the evening, and I came across this today, and I thought it was interesting. And the way that I found it was actually Margot Robbie. It was the headline was Margot Robbie. It came from GamingBible.com, but Margot Robbie has one of the most paused movie moments of all time. And I'm like, there's a couple that I could think of. So of course I needed to click on it and read the article, and it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be, I don't know if you've seen the first Suicide Squad movie, but you know, she's wearing some very short shorts the whole time. I'm sure you've seen the pictures.
Yes.
And I figured it would be probably like a picture, you know, her whenever there was one moment where everybody's facing camera and she turns around, turns her back to camera and walks in an elevator. And I would have assumed it would have been that, but it wasn't. So then I was like, well, what is the top 10 most paused moments in movie history, I guess, according to them. The number 10 was Star Wars, the original, well, episode 4, where a stormtrooper whacked their head. I don't remember that, and I've seen Star Wars I don't even know how many times. Number 9 was Deadpool 2, which was Brad Pitt's cameo. I've seen it and I don't remember that part of it either. Number 8 was The Godfather, with the decapitated horse head in the bed. That was, I don't know. Well, that was a little surprising to me too.
Yeah.
Number 7 was Fast Times at Ridgemont High with the scene with Phoebe Cates in the water. I could see that. You know what part, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, vaguely. I'll have to check that out.
It was the part that Judge Reinhold's character then had to go into the bathroom, if you understand what I mean.
Gotcha.
Number 6, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? By the way, they said that came out in 1982. It did not come out in 82. I think Brad came out in 92.
Yeah, we'd be 10 years older, buddy, if it did.
Yeah. Jessica Rabbit's first scene. That's a little weird. Number 5 is American Pie, when Nadia got undressed.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4 is Wild Things. Did you ever see Wild Things with Denise Richards?
Yes, I did. That helped shape my teenage days, buddy.
Yeah, well, that's one of the most paused scenes apparently ever. Let's see. Then you have number 3, which I'll be honest with you, I think this would probably be number 1 if you were.
Can I guess?
I think you can. Yeah, go ahead.
Basic Instinct.
You got it. When Sharon Stone crosses her legs.
Yeah. Guilty.
Yep. Absolutely. But I would have thought that maybe that's just because it came out and, you know, when we were teenagers or preteens, at least we were going through that. We were at that age. We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Number two, and I'll be honest with you. I've never seen Titanic and don't ever care to, actually. But that's number two, where Kate Winslet poses naked for a portrait sketch for Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know. I didn't know that happened. So
yeah, it did. It's a good movie. You got to give it. You got to give it a watch. It. But anyways.
And the number one is Wolf of Wall Street. Margot Robbie teasing Leonardo DiCaprio, which I don't remember. I've only seen it once, and it's been a while.
I have never seen that movie. It's been on my list, but it's never the right time to watch it. And
yeah,
one of those type deals.
Yeah, you got to make sure the kiddos are in bed for it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think. I mean, I know they have there's sex scenes in it, but I mean, it's nothing that ever stuck out to me. So I don't know. I mean, not like Basic Instinct. That I mean, I don't care if we live to be 100 years old, we're always going to remember that scene.
Yeah, that one stuck out, and yeah. Stuck out's the key word we're talking about here.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go. That's according to gamingbible.com. You can go on there and check it out. And also on the article, there's actually a trailer for the new Barbie movie with Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. So there you go. And I think Will Ferrell's in that too, by the way.
Yeah, unbelievable. I could see him playing a Ken type character.
I'm still trying. I watched the trailer and I think it's kind of like it's kind of supposed to be a spoof, I'm guessing, you know, I think. I don't think it's like I don't really think it's geared 100% for kids. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. I'm excited for the dog movie. I think it's with the Boston Terrier and I forget the other breed, but the Will Ferrell's in it and they voice over.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be out this summer. It looks, from what I've seen, it looks really, really funny.
Yeah. I've seen that one too. It looks good. And so we'll have to get full reports on it after we've seen these flicks. So, all right, man, that's all the time we have for tonight. We need to get on out of here and head on down the road. So we'll be back tomorrow night with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, let's just play Gloria.
Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Ryan Richardson here. Here to tell you to tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Conversations with Ryan Richardson, a show that focuses on the differently abled community.